The Play Mornings with Steph and John replay.
Good morning, world.
It is March 21st, 2024.
I've been noticing a lot lately that people are using AI and not checking its work.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
The amount of times I've gotten emails that I'm like, well, this was clearly written by AI and this is not true. And the other day I discovered a pull-up banner that was definitely created by a robot.
I get cutting costs. Did it look good?
I'm going to send you the picture of it.
Okay.
I'd just like you to notice that the person has too many teeth.
Yeah! Also, this is it?
Yeah.
To answer my question, by the way, no, it doesn't look good at all.
Also, they're wearing a doctor's coat and they're supposed to be a chef.
I noticed that.
Also, it says that they're making delicious sandwiches and the sandwiches have unidentifiable vegetables all around them and a big chunk of cheese on only half of one of them.
Yeah.
I just feel like it just deserved a second set of eyes, you know? Ones that have a brain behind them, not a computer.
Do you like money?
Of course. Who doesn't?
Do you like swimming?
It's all right.
Do you like scuba diving?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Well, this might not be for you, but it's definitely for me.
Do you like money, swimming, and scuba diving?
You bet I do.
Okay.
This is right up my alley.
What is it?
Scientists have found buried treasure.
No way.
They have. So there was a shipwreck a while back, like 1700s.
Oh, okay.
A while back.
Hundreds of years ago.
Yeah. And apparently, when it crashed and fell into the water, it had $4 billion on it.
Really?
Of like gold, treasure, everything.
Well, no wonder it sunk. That would be very heavy.
Right? At first, when I was reading the article, since it's in the UK, they said 4 billion pounds. And I have never been more confused in my life.
Oh my goodness. So really, it's probably $8 billion.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. But yeah, no, scientists like have given out where they think it is. And they're planning on going at some point. They didn't say when, but I think people can get in there before them. Now, it's very deep in the water. Very deep in the water.
Is it very far off the coast as well?
Extremely.
Oh,
in order to get there, you might have to take more than just a paddle boat. However, if you do get there, I think the reward would be rewarding.
Yeah, but you might die in the process. Like, it kind of sounds like it's down where the megalodons live.
Ooh.
Right? Like, but think about all the things that have probably said, wow, what a nice little bed of gold I've found. I think I'll live here for forever and protect this.
Yeah, but how sick would it be to say, like, oh, my friend died not only looking for buried treasure, but died to a megalodon.
Okay, all right. All right, count me in. I'll encourage you. Go, John. Go look for the treasure. Facebook is bringing back the poke button.
What? The what?
The poke button. So way back when Facebook first started, you used to be able to send somebody, I don't know, a finger pointing poke and say like, Steph poked you. Poke back.
Did you used to not be able to text people on Facebook?
I think that like, I remember calling it, I sent you an inbox back then when Facebook Messenger first started.
Oh, so you got poke and inbox.
Yeah. And you would just like write on each other's walls and everybody could see what you were writing. So poke was the private way to say, hey.
Okay. It usually is.
But the way you get to it now is you just search poke instead of searching for a friend. And then it comes up a list of suggested people to poke.
Sick.
Yeah, but also just discovered it comes up the list of people who I've left hanging.
Yes, please. This feature's been around forever. Yes, please. Go now.
Okay, so it's a list of people I haven't talked to in absolute years. Some of them range back. It says this person poked me on July 13th, 2015.
Yeah.
2014. Devin poked me August 9th, 2012.
2012! I was 8 when you got poked for the most last time.
Oh my gosh.
Poking back.
I can't. I
Yo,
can't.
Do
hey,
it.
We haven't talked in 13 years.
That's
remember
okay.
me?
Steph.
Yeah.
You ready for some Gen Z slang?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Teach me.
Okay. The word is mewing. What do you think mewing means?
Okay. I have a couple guesses. First off, it's when you leave your cat home alone and it just goes mew, mew.
Okay, that's one guess. It's not right, like, at all, but I get where you're coming from.
Okay, how about this? When you are pretending to shoot a laser pointer at someone and you go, mew, 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 mew.
Okay, again, not really.
No, so you can't be like, stop mewing at me.
No, but it does involve people, so you're getting closer than felines.
I don't have any other guesses.
Okay, Steph, yeah. It's time.
Level up your lexicon.
Mewing is the act of pressing your tongue against the roof of your mouth in order to strengthen the jaw and get a more defined jawline.
Oh, so like you don't have a double chin in a picture?
Yeah, but wow. Apparently, according to all of these influencers now, if you do it enough times throughout the day, you will strengthen your jaw. Now, there's been no actual scientific evidence to prove this. And people are just going with it. And it's become such a common thing amongst Gen Z that we now make fun of the word mewing.
That's so interesting that I've never heard of this. So I have always done this as somebody who takes a lot of pictures.
Okay.
And a friend of mine told me how to do it maybe when I was like 18. So yeah. Too long ago to count. But do you do this?
I've tried to mew. It doesn't work for me. In fact, it gives me a more defined double chin.
Oh, no. Well, that's not good.
I have a little bit of a bone to pick with you.
With me?
With you, yeah.
I'm so nice. What?
When the eclipse is happening, You're leaving me alone.
I am. I'm going to watch the eclipse in real life.
You know me, right?
Yeah.
I can't be left alone with an eclipse.
Why not?
What are the odds I don't look at the sun?
John, I've told you this. Like, you are not supposed to look at it.
I know.
The thing is, you need those glasses.
Okay, be that as it may, I'm not going to get those glasses, and that's a problem.
And then you plan on just staring at the sun.
I've done it before, and all it does is make me sneeze. So will it be that detrimental to me if I don't?
Well, that's what they say the problem is with why you need glasses so badly when you're looking at the eclipse, is that when you usually look at the sun, it's by accident. And it's just a quick, oh, gosh, that hurt my eyes. Let me avert. But when you're looking at the eclipse right now and the moon is going to pass in front of the sun and there's just going to be, you know, parts of it, especially like I am going to Texas to watch the eclipse. So it'll be in the path of totality. But here it'll be different.
Yeah.
You're literally on purpose looking at the sun. And that's what they say the problem is that your eyes are, you're trying to look at it instead of trying not to look at it. And so, John,
yes.
I caution you now because you can burn your retina and apparently it doesn't repair itself. So you could do irreparable damage by looking at the sun on April 8th.
I think the best thing for me to do is just not be awake for when the eclipse happens.
Are you going
to
try and sleep through our show? Because you're on solo that day.
Yeah, I might have to say, hey, sorry, everybody.
This just is music this morning. That's not coming, so he can still see tomorrow.
The internet has made me aware of a lot of things I didn't know before.
Okay.
This time, it's a hotel for your pet.
Ah, like a doggy overnight care.
Kind of, except it's an actual, like, hotel for your pet.
Oh, a doggy resort.
Exactly. Now, I thought it was ridiculous when I first heard about it, but of course, like everything on the internet, I fell into a deep, dark rabbit hole, and I think I might want to open a dog hotel.
You, who's afraid of dogs, wants to open a dog hotel. Tell us why, please.
Over the past 4 years, 2020 to 2024, it has been a $137 billion industry.
What?
With people just bringing their dogs, their pets, whatever they want, to this hotel, leaving them there, and picking them up the next day. It's like they feel so bad that they're at their own hotel, they leave them at another hotel.
How much does it cost?
$100 a night on average.
And you don't get to stay with your dog?
You don't get to see it.
You just leave it there?
For all you know, the dog is not sleeping at all. It's not relaxing. It's in a crate the second you leave it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not leave it in a crate? No. I understand. Okay, so is it supposed to get pampered? Does it get its nails done? Like, what happens to the dog while it's there?
For the $100, the average cost is usually just, hey, you leave it here, it gets a little massage, and then it goes to bed, you pick it up the next day. Now, there are, right?
It gets a little massage. Isn't that also known as it gets pet? It gets said hello to? What? We have a real treat this morning. Hannah Friedad, the co-founder and artistic director of Swamp Rat Experience, is here because you are known to do wonderful fundraisers for your theater company, and that is happening this Saturday. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Absolutely. So this weekend, we're hosting our annual two-part fundraiser, starting off with Alice in Theaterland, which is a family-friendly, super fun event. We will have Alice there. There'll be the Queen of Hearts. The Mad Hatter will be there. There'll be tea time. We have hedgehog croquet, which is my personal favorite. There is no live hedgehogs. Don't worry. No hedgehogs were harmed in making this fundraiser. And we also have a paint your own teacup with Color Me Mine. It's going to be a whole whimsical, magical day of fun in Wonderland. And then in the evening, when all the kiddos have gone home to bed, the adults come out to play.
Ooh, okay.
Yes, hosted by the Mad Hatter himself. It features live performances, a DJ, surprise performances. There is a complimentary drink. There is food by Armory Grill. It's going to be a thing. We also have a costume contest. Ooh. So some people are going to just come decked out, and others are going to show up in jeans and a t-shirt, and that is perfectly fine. It's your Wonderland. You dress as you want. But we do have prizes for Maddest Hat, most whimsical outfit, and best Wonderland costume.
That sounds wonderful. What are you dressing as?
I can't tell you that.
Oh, it's a surprise.
That's a secret.
So obviously we have to get our tickets to go so we can see you.
Obviously. I'm going to be the main event.
So are you going to be Alice then? No.
Alice is actually going to be played by Carly Henry.
Oh, wow. Yes. Oh, my goodness. If you saw her in Rent, she was just stunning. So that's very exciting.
Amazing. And Jenna Huber is the Queen of Hearts.
Now, where can we get tickets for this? How are ticket sales going?
Alice in Theaterland is almost sold out. The Paint Your Own Teacup is sold out, but the event still has some tickets left. And if you're quick about it, we're currently having a giveaway on our Facebook page for two tickets, courtesy of a local family who can make it but really support what we do. So thank you, Bowers family.
That's amazing. Yeah. So your Facebook page is Swamp Rat Experience, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And you can get tickets to both Alice in Theaterland and the Mad Hatter's Ball if you go to our website, swampbradexperience.com, or through our Facebook pages. The tickets are out of Eventbrite. Should be pretty easy to find. They're Facebook events. We're on the calendars. You'll find us.
Now, tell me a little bit about, because obviously you put on these amazing fundraisers. They're so much fun. The event alone is a reason to go, but also supporting community theater.
Yes. So we're a nonprofit independent theater company, and we do theater and performing arts that is accessible, inclusive, and explorative. We're always looking for new ways to create performing arts. We're trying to move away from the classic of this is what theater is. Theater is so much more than sitting down watching something on stage. It can be immersive. It can be funny. It can be sad. It's all the things, all the things. Theater is what you want it to be, and it should be for everyone, and that's what we're working towards. No matter your socioeconomic status or if you have any physical or mental disabilities, it doesn't matter. If you've never done theater before, it's for everyone, and it can change your life.
Absolutely. One of the things I love about Swamp Rat Experience is that, you know, people have said, hey, I really wish there was a class for my younger kid. And you were able to say, let's do that for you then. Let's make sure that we're serving even more people than what we are already striving to serve, which is just such a gift to our community.
Thank you. Yeah, we do a lot. We do a lot of programming, and most of it is free, or we have tiered registration fees to make sure that everybody can afford to do the arts. We do master classes, community workshops, our youth program theater club. Their show is coming up in April. It's going to be really cute. We are also hosting our first summer camps this summer, two of them at the Heritage Village. It's going to be super fun. We do community productions, and this is all volunteer run. So we do a lot of work, and it's worth it.
Wow. Hannah, thank you so much for being in our community, for putting on these amazing events, and for coming in this morning. Tickets on Eventbrite?
Tickets on Eventbrite or through our website, swampprideexperience.com.
The World Happiness Report has come out and Canada is slipping.
Are we? From what? Third?
Yeah, no, 13th to 15th.
Oh my gosh, Canada.
I know, and we used to be in the top five, but it's kind of since the pandemic, we've just been faltering over and over again.
To play devil's advocate, there's like 300 countries, so...
No, if you are close to the top for being the happiest country, and then you just fall and fall, like something's wrong.
Do we know what's wrong?
Yeah, the young people are unhappy.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Yeah, weird, really?
Yeah, what they're saying is that older folk in Canada are fine, but the younger people, based on the political discord, the amount of things that they're seeing, the amount of things they have to yell about online, they are angry and less happy. As well, their social media intake, where they say that the top five countries are Nordic countries. They are far more happier, but they are also less online.
Okay. Huh. It makes sense, though. One, I don't follow politics, so I can't speak on that front. But I will wake up in the morning, be fine, check Twitter, instantly ruin my day.
Gosh, change your morning routine.
Thanks for listening.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Steph and John Replay.
Find more Steph and John at play1037.ca.